Milvah Sugya Boss is holding by Sif Beis over here, Sif Mishin Tes. We have Mishin Daf Kuf Memalaf that brings down that a person can carry his son with Evan Biyadoi, and a Kakolo of Evan Biteichoi. The Gemara has a Kasha on Kuf Memalaf, the eye, the case of the bosses. The Gemara says, any time the Mishin is a case where there's a hole inside, you want to seal it off, and therefore it comes a deepin of the Chavis. Otherwise, when you have this Kakolo, this basket, with a back inside, it's a bosses. But let's say you want to move the chavis, so you have a chiv to go be minar, shake out first this evan over here. If you can't, for example, the paris inside, the paris will get ruined, then you can do a case of tumtum nansad and move from place to place. A second mekor of this inyan, we have Mishnah Daf Kumkov Aleph discussing when you have a delas, you have a pumpkin, you take out all the inside to make it a bucket over here, and then you put a rack inside to weigh it down inside the well over here. Come on, the Mishnah says if you tie it up and doesn't pull out the rack, if it's chelik of this bucket. Otherwise, if not, it's coming to carry this rock. It's a case of a bosses. That's really a base. There's two cases over here. There's two mishnayim over here. Inside the sugar of a kakala with the evidence side. Sorry, the last with the evidence side. Now, come on, the rishonim, and they speak out first the avodah of a bosses. We mentioned the basic understanding of bosses is one thing holding something else. A basis is holding one to another. Come on, the mishnah that I'm testing discusses by the sugar that's mono. We have a pad over here. You want to insulate it, you put over there Gidei Tzemer. You put the Gidei Tzemer, in those days it's Mokstel, you have all around it. Comes along the Mishnah, says you have to Menara shake off the pot that has this Gidei Tzemer around it. The Chayshvis, that we see in our studio that's brought down numerous times, Lo Yishono Elo Shokach, Avlo Paniach Bedaas, the Loche is, that's a real bosses, and once it's a bosses, you cannot do Sai, near it, not do Tiltum like that. So even though the Mishnayos are saying you can take a kakolo with the evan and do first do near kudaimo, must be a case of shokach. However, a case of maniach bedas might be bosses. Once it's a boss, it cannot do near or tolto mensad. If so, how in the world you're taking this pot over here and you're shaking off the mukstel? He did a bedas. Poshikasho. Kamun Taisus, he wants to answer with his yisoid. We have das to remove something on Shabbos, Rentam Shito, that does not look a bosses over here. Come to Issachar and Rashi. Maaseh Rashi did not go this way. How do you answer Rashi? So the Beis Yosef explains to Shana Rashi, Kloy Meir says, as more portion of the Yishan of black or white, the Balamor, the Rashba, the Ran, they say, the Avona, the Yisraelim bosses. Boss is not just one thing underneath something, it's also that the thing underneath has come to Mishamish the thing on top. So when the Heter has come to Mishamish the Isser, when Yechovah has come to hold up the rack or hold up the money, what's come to Mishamish the other? Then we say the loch is this thing on bottom is being toppled or being maxed to the thing on top. Therefore, the top itself is Isser. The heter underneath it has a loch like the thing on top. Masha enkin fakert. Let's say the Isser has come to Mishamish the heter. The Isser has come to help out the heter. For example, one case they say, you take a rock, on top of pages that can blow away by the wind. So why is the rock on top of your pages? The wind can blow it away. So the rock is coming to Mishamish the paper. In that case, come on, we shouldn't even say that's not the side of bosses that the heter come to Mishamish the Isser. It's for carrot. The Isser comes to Mishamish the heter. And in such a case, we'll not have the loch or the claw negate the bosses, and therefore the paper that's put over here would not be Osir to Menar, not be an Isser tilt over here. The paper is not a bosses. What do you say over here? This side. Simulation test where it brings down the halakha of Atmano, the Gidei Tzemer around it, Kamlung the Mogavram, brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, that's how it brings down halakha Lamais the Pshat. The reason why it's more does not go with Taisus Malach, it goes with Rashi, or the other Rishonim Mefurish that way, that the idea why Gidei Tzemer Lamais is Motor is because the Gidei Tzemer, which is the Mukhs, has come to Mishamish the Pad over here. And therefore, that's not the one of bosses. The bosses, one, the Heter come to Mishamish the Isser, and not the Isser come to Mishamish the Heter. And therefore, the Aruch HaShabbos passes the local Maizah. You have a rack on top of a piece of paper, the wind should not blow away. He brings down this case, he says, it's not a bosses. Why? Because over here, the Heter is not coming from Shamash the Issa, but Funk Faket. The Issa is coming from Shamash the Heter. Up he's there, there's a hot past couple of years that there's a Kumkum that came out, Kumkum Kennedy, I think. And they have now on Shabbos, they lock on the basis of the Kumkum to the Kumkum on Shabbos. Special now. There's a Yashkocho from Somot, that they have a Kumkum for Shabbos, the regular one used during the week, same exact one, except they lock on the base. Now the base locked on, when you picked it up, it's still running. When you put it down, it's running. So you have over here the whole Chashmal working with water inside. So the question is, can you use this? It's a regular weekday kumkum, except it doesn't get disconnected. The same thing, doesn't get disconnected.
And Shabbat
pot, right? It shouldn't boil out. Only keep it hot. So the question is, are you allowed to use these kumkums on Shabbos? Now they do have Ashkofa. Minchas Osher wrote a letter, Lamaisi at Smutter, and they really come from different sugyas, two different sugyas we'll be discussing. One sugya they're coming from is Ve'ikr, is any heating element inside a machine, does it make the machine muksa? We know when you have a candle, you have a flame on top, it has a local muksa machmaskufay. Therefore, the flame is muksa machmaskufay, the wick is, and the oil is, and the cup is, and the candlesticks in the table. Everything comes to bosses, everything is muksa. The question is it a flame, or is it anything that has heat to it? A radiator, is it muksa machmaskufay? Well, if we get back to this shayla, this question, machlokes. Moshe wants to say it's klish machlehetu or iser, not muksa machmaskufay. Some zamans has a tear that way. Others disagree. So that question we'll put to the side. That's one main question. What are we discussing? This avenue over here. A second thing, Yeretz sugya, they discuss. Even if you write it is muksa, it's at the heating element inside. Even on that assumption, but the Maaseh says it's coming to mishamish the water inside. And the ikka function is what? It's for the heating elements, and the iser and the whole machine is for the water, and you want the hot water over here. So they come along and they discuss, if so, the why you come and tell me that everyone understands you have a watch, the battery inside. People who use the watch come as a battery. We don't mind that. He also, maybe this machine is the ikus for the water, coming to shamish the water, and therefore the bus is the heter. And go pick it up, and he says the bus is the heter. Why? Because it's not coming to hold just the heating element, that's not enough. Because we don't want the heating element to go, we want it to go and heat up the water. So maybe the iser or the whole machine, what? Right now. In the function hour is right now. The whole function is for heter. The whole function is for the water. That's the question. Therefore, those, we're talking about beside our sugya that who's coming with shamashu, this iser, or there are really the whole kumkum, it really depends how you look at it. Do you look at the kumkum plus the eating element, then the water? So the main point is the water over here. So Archa Shabbos brings down this question by Samavar. He goes back and forth. The Maaseh of Archa Shabbos brings down from Shmuel Orbach to be Machmer. He says, why? The Svari wants to tell you no. He wants to say this machine is one thing. There's the machine with the heating element. You put in the water afterwards. So you look at the machine by itself. The machine by itself is Betzim, is a heating element, which is Muksa on Shabbos, according to his understanding. Therefore, it's Muksa. So Hashem of Israel Orbach, his brother, comes along and says, it's a basis and the main function is for the water. So there's an argument. Do you say that this is mamash al sugyo, and therefore says that it's real Orbach, these kumkums are no problem? And Chazal would come and say it's mux for a different reason, because he says it's not mux at all. He also eating elements, it's not muxa. But on the side, even if it is mux, as Yael says, so what? The process, laheter. And the whole function is for the water. Kamal Shmuel says, eating elements also, that we look at the machine by itself, without the water inside, because one go, one entity over here. Similar thing to understand, building upon this, we're saying the Yisrael the boss is not just one underneath another. The Yisrael the boss is who's come to Mishamash who. It's not clearing. Let's say if I cared. Let's say the heter is now is on top of the Isser. I mean, coming to Mishamash the Isser, but the heter is on top. So you come with the Prima Godim and he clears this question. That's Sarachian. Is the Yisrael actually holding it up? Or the Yisrael coming to Mishamash? If Mishamash, whether it's Mishamash on top or on bottom, won't make a difference. Come to Mishamish. They were the Tuffle, and they were the Maitre of the Muksa. What do you say the Maitre? The side of the boss is a Bissis. Bissis means a face holding something off. That's how it comes the Chelka thing on top of it. The Bach of Masham goes like the Bach says, the Maitre is on top. It's not a boss that's over here. Why? Because the circle is not holding it up. Other one time, the Holy Side once coming to Mishamish and other, Liashiv and Mishamish, or Mishamish and Paskin, is coming to Mishamish. That's his soul, and maybe gets involved in Chakir, but Faelis over here. Maskin. They want tennis circles, like you said, Shemush, that's the one over here. So the mice comes to Mishamish, the thing underneath it. Oh, so one case they discuss, we want to say it's not really, but they discuss laundry clips. Which laundry clips, of course, are Klisha Makl Issa the best. Mice, let's say the laundry is very wet. So let's say it'll be Muksan on Dai Shabbos. Therefore, it'll be Muksan Makl Skufay. So now these laundry clips, so it depends if it's aiming to change on Shabbos or not. Well, to get that sugya, let's say it's lavda because I'm going to change it, cloudy day outside. You don't know if it's going to change. So now the clothing on muksa. Now this thing on top, the clips on top, are they muksa machmaskufay or klisha machmaskufay? can you go take it and tie up the food? You have your bag of chips that you open before Shabbos, don't open it on Shabbos. You want to go use them on Shabbos and keep them closed. Can you go do that? So, Kaman Ol Swam said, Maitse Tzabosis. Now you could say, first of all, come to Mishamish to Issa, that's for sure. You start claiming what finds on top, what's on bottom. I mean, Maitse is holding it over there. So maybe it's a little bit different in this case by laundry club. So each one of them is exactly the same thing. Well, the Maitse is certainly on the side of Shimush. Certainly this clip turned the case of Muxamach Muskufay. Upon this, you saw that the Isser is bosses, is the Isser comes from Shamsh the Heter. Now let's go back to the Gemara's case, the Mishnah's case, the Kufkaf A. The case you have again is pumpkin over here, you have the rack inside to weigh it down. Why do you have the rack inside? To weigh down the gourd, this pumpkin over here. So who's coming to Mishamashu? The rack has come to help out the Heter. And this is the case the Shulchan Aruch is bringing down for the Mishnah, the case of a bosses, because the bucket over here is holding up the rack. Why? The chur over here, the cases, the rack has come to weigh down the bucket in the well, come to help out the bucket, and not the bucket come to hold the rack. The bucket has no interest in the rack over here. So chur, why is it the case of bosses? As I remember Kivager on the mission over there, and better before in the Ritz Radius Kashan, after the Ali Rabba, Rishash and the Sugyo. This Klechura, once this is the understanding, which we go la local maiso, it does not make any sense, the whole case of the last. The whole thing that says I'm going to say is the rack is holding the bucket down. That's not bosses. The bosses when the Isser is being helped by the head, not Fakert. One Shiloh.
So he's asking the Shiloh that means he holds that it can't be.
No, they'll have to answer. We'll answer it.
If it's the other way around, then that's not bosses, right? So he's asking a Shiloh.
Kasher, right. Once we have the side of the Mishnah, we have Paskins ready in Ration Test. Right?
Then
what
would
it
say? You would have
no question. No, Boss is coming to Mishamish. He has a question. The Mishnah, again, we hold Boss, this is Tez who's being Mishamishu. If the head comes to Mishamish, the Issa is Boss, it's a Boss. If it comes to Mishamish, the head is not a Boss. Not a Boss. But that's the case of the last. But that's the case of Shulchan saying it is a Boss. It's a Kasher here. We paskin Mishmur Mizan again, Rashi the Rishon Pshat Rishon Tes that Itzakam Mishamish Het is not bosses, yet the last Atzma Shubot Agabov Mlav Oser. Why? Why? Second Kasha, we look at the Sugyo on Kuf Chafei. Over this wrote down that the brings down the Mishnah of when you have an Evan and you have a top of a Chavis. So the Mishnah we know by Kuf and Beis has two cases over there. And the Gemara brings down only one case. The Mishnah says either case of first. You have at the top of a Chovis, says the Mishnah first be Menarit. Shake it out. Says the Mishnah if it cannot be Menarit, what? Because it'll break the other Chovis around, then pick it up and move it to Tiltum Menatzad. That's two things it says Kuf and Beis. Come along the Gemara, Kuf Chof Hei says, and says, well, basically, you have at the top of a Chovis, what do you go do? Be Menarit. Brings down the ratio. On the ratio, come along the Gemara and says, Loishanu Elabashoka. Viniach, you can't do that. The simple understanding is when a case of Viniach, you can't be Menarah, it's a bosses. Anything that's a bosses, everything is also. That means the simple understanding is with the bosses, you cannot do near until Tumatzad. With none of bosses, you can do near until Tumatzad. Come along Rashi, says in the Sugyo, and says, on the, when the Gemara brings it down, when it says go pick, go do near, says Rashi, Loishanu to do tiltil menatzad, only make case of shokach. Having the case of Nich, you not do tiltil menatzad. He took the safe of the mission that Sapphire wrote down. And he's very clear, he writes twice Rashi, that Loishanu, where shokach and Menich is only tiltil menatzad. Near, that didn't bother him. That might always be mutter. Tiltil menatzad, that made him near until and shokach. Again, come along the Galach Chodim, and it's Kasha. Why in the world did Rashi switch it? Mashur on the Sugya, place of Shabbos will be on the page. They come along and says, somehow Rashi came along and says, Loishan Menech Eloshokach, in the case of Tiltum and Tzad, they're not near. Why is that so? So to answer this, like to say, you saw it's worked out numerous times. Point, speak it out very clear. Again, the simple understanding is we have a case of Menech. When something is Menech Bedas, you put your money on top of something to hold up on Shabbos. The law of Tiltum and Tzad is Osir. And near is also. These are the ones water. That's a simple understanding. Masha Inkain, we do Bashokach. What's the halacha? First, you have to go to near. You can't do near. Why? Because it has to do things around it. Then do tilt to the side. We'll see numerous times if we're going to separate the two. Nir will not be the same halacha tiltum min atzad. It will come along a matan nir, and yet will atzer tiltum min atzad. Pointed out three different places we'll see this, and you know, I'll get back there to answer Rashi here. First, Rav Nissago Pulgo. The case of a pulgo is basically a turnip. They have inside the ground over here. Come on, Zav Kukla, Gimel Menalo, Fayil Nisor. Come on, Gimel and says, when Melamayla Lamato, when it's first big on top and narrow on the bottom, go take it out. When it's the other way around, Melamayla Lamato, narrow on top and going to be wide on the bottom. So come on, the Gimel Big Dama Chalikis Chachomim, against the blows of Ben Tidori, what to go do? Can take a pin, stick it in, and pick it out. It can be mutter because tiltil, it's being menar, and tiltil natal ke'enze. It will be also. The Maestik Gemara said, we pass in like a Reb Loza Ben Chidoi. That means it comes out, that means being very clear, that near avada is mutter. But to do a tiltil natal, that's machlokes. Come on, Taisin, now Kukov Gimel says, Mamonashok, what's going on over here? If it's a case of Meniach, near and tiltil natal should be also. Is it a case of Shokach? Why is Maniyom coming to Aser? It's like Nir and Tiltum Atzad should be Mutter. How in the world is Mechal to Nir and Tiltum Atzad as a effect Isis? This question, we see the Gemara is being Mechal between the two. And for Isis, he says that this case will be a Dafka when you put it inside the ground, I'm not to remove it on Shabbos. First, that means he went to the Beit HaMashito, so he knows, I assume by now, Mechab and Tiv Dalet. You plan to remove a Bosses on Shabbos, what's the Aloha Kun the Beit HaMashito, it's not a Bosses. So first he says, going to Beit HaMashito, you plan to remove it on Shabbos. It says, therefore, near is mutter, because no boss on Shabbos, near mice is mutter. I always insult him that's not mutter. So because we should have moved it before Shabbos. Why are we moving it on Shabbos for? So we see Taisha says very clearly, the halacha is, that near is mutter, and tiltum at salam is also. And the way how the Chazanish explains Shana Taisha, he points out that I would say paskin it's mutter, lozim ben tidoi. He says, really, there are three levels going on in the sugya over here. There's one in the case of picking up near. There's another case when you pick it up and comes with it, and also it's near, it falls off. That is where the machlik said, Lozim ben Tidoi and Chachomim. When you pick it up and it falls off, but it comes with it first, he calls it tiltum natzad, that does it near. Has a loch like ka'in near. Then there's something called tiltul gomer, you move from place to place. And then you shake it off over there, that's called tiltul gomer. That means the case where near and the reason is motor. The case where you pick it up and it comes with it and it falls over at the same time, that's the machlokes of Lozer ben Tidoi and the Chachomim, and Lozer ben Tidoi said that is near also. Mashiach can go from Mokul to Mokul, and everyone agrees it's also, you should have done before Shabbos. That seems to explain Pshat Taisus. Therefore, Taisus is saying, and the Chanish saying Pshat Taisus, that we somehow machalik, that even though it's a master movement, it's not a bosses, the Lozer ben Tidoi is called a chetzi bosses. The Oilam calls it half a bosses. It's a bosses to ask the tiltum natzad, but it's not a bosses to ask the sugya near. The words of Bialocha, he calls it loyal kishakeach gomar. It's not as if you complete shakeach, it's not complete maniach, it's in between. Chatzi bosses. This Taisvis is brought down Alocha Meiser, Mishabu and Bialocha, being exempt from Kivagir from Taisvis. It says, even when we get to Alocha and Sif Dalit, Machlokes Mechaber, 2 days. If you plan to remove something on Shabbos, what's the Alocha? You bring up stam to be machma yish omen to be makel. And Mishabu says the mock maps the person can be makel. Says it be aloha, what can he be makel for? Near. Not tell to matzah. Right? So black and white, coming from Toysis. So again, we see a yisrael over here, that even though the simple understanding was not that way, if it's not a boss, everything should be mutter. It is a boss, everything should be also. No, it's a chetzi boss. It's going to be matzah near, yet it will after tell to matzah. A second time we'll see this side, very important time. Is there a bosses in the middle of Shabbos? You have a plate on Shabbos, we eat, we put our bones on top of it, on top of our plate. Can we not move the plate on Shabbos? So we'll get to the Sugya Be'ez Hashem in a week. Matthew Machlokes, we're showing him three different sheets over here. Kamlung Taisus and says, Adafim Dal is a bosses on Shabbos. Kamlung the Rajba and the Ran says, there is no bosses on Shabbos if you plan to remove it on Shabbos. Plan to take it off. The Balamor Maestro says, Alokhid, there's no bosses on Shabbos. Ain't bosses on Shabbos. Balamor. Now, the Chadish says the Balamor is a Das Yochid, but I point out, Magarom numerous times brings down this Malach in the Balamor. Balamor has two Malachim. And the Mishmur and Reis HaMakvob brings down the Balamor, Alokhid Maestro. There's no bosses on Shabbos. No such thing as bosses on Shabbos. Come on, the Chadish says, how in the world can there's no bosses on Shabbos? Places by us, and Kumman Bey, brings down before Shigamor and Beyo. But the case is Shuri Kaisis. More of an embarrassing is costing. When you have a cup of wine that's drunk by a guy, the wine that's left over the cup is Yain Nesach. Now he takes the bread, dips it inside, there's some pieces inside, and therefore you have a little crumbs of bread left inside his cup. And over here it's Muksa. How in the world do you move his cup over here on Shabbos? We won't get the Vav Mitzvah Graf Shari'i. When did he drink it? On Shabbos. And when the little piece of bread go inside? On Shabbos. And we see the Gemara discussing how he can metaltal it. So see, we have a lacha of tiltal on Shabbos of a Basis. In fact, the Chazanish against the Balamor, how in the world are you saying what you're saying? Says the Chazanish, you know why? Tiltal is Aser and Nir is Mutter. That's Pshat of Balamor. Balamor is saying, what's a lacha? It can't be Minar, it's not a Basis of a Nir. Tiltal is Aser. And then once that's Pshat of the Mishnah Brua, because the Reisam of Vav being done the Balamor, the lacha Maisit is no Basis. We'll get to the end of the Simon Shin Yod, Mishmur said it cannot be metaltal a Basis on Shabbos. Yes, totally, Matanir. The Akhoinim will say Pshat Mishnah Brua. Chetzi Basis, a non Basis on Shabbos, which will lead to a massive Baya. We'll have to get you an answer. How do you ever clean up your table on Shabbos? You have a plate with some waste bones on top of it, you can shake it off the plate. But how in the world do you pick it up without the Hetzer Graf Shari and ever move it? Which will lead to a massive Chumar, you have to realize. It means that anytime you have a Basis on Shabbos, total Mice is also. Yeah, we'll have to get back to that question. How, what makes seems to be loved after that way, and maybe other reasons why we're being mekel. A third time we'll see this yisoid in the shayatim by us, that there's a locha of, again, first a person has to go do near. If you can't do near, then do tiltum and atzad. What do you mean you cannot do near? So in one case of the Gemara, they said if you do near, you're going to break the chavases around you. You ruin the peiris, they come out, you ruin the peiris. So when you ruin something, they do pick up the chavas with the rack on top of it. No problem. Tiltum and atzad. Another case, the mechaber brings down, and we're showing them. Well, let's say if you do near, you need a mokum. So again, we have another reason why you cannot do near. Can tzarech mekaymai, either tzarech mekaymai or mitzad hefsed. How about a third case? You want to do near? I want to do near. You know, I don't want to do near. Why? Because on the top of my chavis is money. If I do near, I'll fall over here, and people can come and steal it. It's not because you can ruin the things around it. It's not because you need a mokum. It's because the thing on top is you can get ruined. Because someone goes steal it over here. That we're coming to move the chavis. I do not want to do near mitzad the muksa shivoy. Not mitzad things around mitzad the mokum, mitzad the muksa. Is that called being metalto mitzad the muksa? Come on, Kivek, and he wrote a letter to the base mayor. He wants to say, about this also. The base mayor wrote back, said, no, my said smutter. Mishavu by us, big zan, from the mokavam, the bach, my said smutter. My said smutter, the loch is a person, also a third heter is, they tell you when a person, and he picks up a chavis, and don't want to do near mitzad the hefted to the muksa thing on top. Mishavua says the mice is going to be also mutter. Again, the Shaitin, Sekundi Zayin, he wants to explain it that way. On the Lochan Tzital by us. Come on, Mishavua says, if so, let's say Samazoy, let's say you don't want to move the chavis because you want to use the chavis. You just want to do near on the money to go save the money, Samazoy. Can I just minar the money's on top, so come and steal it? Can I minar the money off this chavis on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to Magavam, the Ma'is is Aser. Aser. Why Magavam says from the Ben Yeruchim, from Yeben Yeruchim. Says the Shaitzian, oh, look at the Ben Yeruchim, they're talking in case about Tiltum and Atzad. You can't do Tiltum and Atzad, Sark Tov Iser. But near, maybe you can. He ends up being Machm anyway. Again, we see these Sayyid Mishnah Berurah says, and doing near might be different. You're doing it with Tan that hefts it to the coin. Near might be Motor, and Tiltum and Atzad, the Ma'is is only Aser. And he said the Mogavam should have no right for the Ben Yeruchim. So we see again a third time, Mishavu was Tomas Mechalik, to the case of Nir, with Tiltum and Atzad. Agav, the Getzin, the Ben Yeruchim, the Beis Yisrael by us, being Zam, he had a Tzad, in the Sugya of buses over here, he wants a Taino, that once, let's say, buses have been Meneach Badas, the law is a person cannot move a Tzarek Gufoy, they can move a Tzarek Mekoymoy. Beis Yisrael argues for different reasons, not Pshan the Sugya. You realize, again, what did he just say? He said, you have a rock, Badas, on top of a Chavis. The law is you cannot move a Tzarek Gufoy. Tzarek Mekoymoy, you can. Before you realize that we discussed the idea of category two, the Mechmi want time if it's not Mutter Tzarek Gufoy, then a Vada cannot be Mutter Tzarek Mekoymoy because it has no use on Shabbos. Who are this of any Ruchim, which Yabula Lekha Paskin's like, is clear, I think, a clear raya against those who are Machman category two, at least in Beni Ruchim. Because he's saying very clear to bosses, there is no Tzarek Gufoy. They come along and say, but still, we should have had the Tzarek Mekoymoy. Fine, so again, so we're coming up right now, a Yisoid, a very important Yisoid over here. Three different Mekoymoys. There's the idea of Chetzi Basis. Again, number one, we see this Yisoid over here from the Bialocha Mizab Kiv Egev from Tosfos, that we have a Basis at the beginning of Shabbos, you plan to remove on Shabbos. The Loch is, even according to Meitam, the holds as Mutter, it's only Mutter to be Minah, not to Metaltal. Number two, a second time, the sugya buses be emsa Shabbos. Even though we hold it is no bus, that means the gate for near enough a total. And the third time we see this idea is the shaitin discussing, can you do near to save the muksa? Yeah, that sad, maybe near to save the muksa might be mutter, and still not a case totum and sad. Building upon this, not come back to answer the sugya of the last, speaks out to Eger, and the Chonim afterwards seem to bring down this malach over here. That we had really two kashas, one answer the other. But the case of the last, had a question, the answer come to not mishamish the issue of our carrot, the rocks come to mishamish the head over here. So why the rules of buses? The one time economy that came along, Rashi says, Loishno el shokas el maniach, we are untiltal. The only time we say the side of the heter, of issue come to mishamish the heter, is we negate the sugi of near. Economy, this case over here, issue come to mishamish the heter. There's no chiluk whether it's maniach bidas or the case of shokach. Near is always mutter. Why is it kind of mishamish the heter? Why in the world are the buses for? Like the kasha, they've been masking to the kasha. However, in the sefer negate the sugya tilt to the menatzad, that would come along to be masking and say the yisoidov, even though it's kind of mishamish the heter, will matter near and not the case of tilt to the menatzad. Tilt to the menatzad will depend if it's shokach, will be mutter. If it's case of maniach, they'll give it a get of chetzi buses, it will not matter tilt to the menatzad. So again, it comes along, they're saying, you saw it in Rashi, Yishlod and Lalofa. Again, in the concept over here of something that is a kind of Mishamish Heter, will be Mutter, Nil will be Mutter. In the case of Maniach, not the case of Shokach. You have to go back to the Kumkum, see if that works out. So that's the thing about that. Know what they exactly mean. No, it could be a discussion that we came up. Fine. What?
It's not here.
Not here, tell them inside, right. If that's what I mean. Yeah, that should be a problem over here. I'm not sure this is coming to answer Rashi pass this way. I don't see anyone thinking on this halakha l'maisa. This is a stickle tire in Rashi. Could be void, maybe Kumu's a drop different. Ishlok. Yeah, the Torah and Rashi, the Rishonim didn't answer, right? I'm sure you're saying the Shigal Torah. But, that's not the Mashor's Torah, it's not the Rishash's Torah, it's either Avakash or the Eldamal. But again, the concept is emes. The question is, again, we see certainly the halacha. The question do we apply to this case? Sifkim will the case when you have a basis to Isser and to Heter. So, the halacha is that when the Heter is more choshen than the Isser, then the person can be first do near, can do near, do tiltum that sad. First, the lumbus behind it, they point out, and we'll get to enough communities later on, not now, is that the part of Yitzhak Taishis is the Isser, Maisa, Yav Isser Neter. Says the Gemara, I put them both down Bidas, both Benich Bidas. 100 cents in my drawer, money $100, and also the case of Heter on top of it. Both of them on top. The loch is, if the Heter will question the Isser, go Matatul. Like go Matatul. The Maisa, I'm carrying Isser and Heter. I can Matatul Muksav and Matatul Heter with it. Where the world you have a concept of Matatul Muksa and Matatul Heter? How can one be mad to the other? I mean, Matatul Muksa over here. Foster Kasha. So, Mishua says over, you say about some places, says over this idea, this concept, has also, that the Isser is both to the Heter and the Heter is more kosher. Command the lesser dummy. The Isser is not here. If the Isser is not here, says the Mishua, some contest, so what being Matatul? A Matatul only Heter. So, the side of the Heter, says the Mishua, on the Gimel, is that I'm being metatul heter. I give metatul isser, but I'm not being metatul isser. It's the commander lesser. If self-effect we should go upon himself, why go do near? Now look, it's an heter. First go do near. I don't have to go near when it causes the hefsid. Why go do near? It's not here, the isser. Commander lesser, dummy. Says the Mishabu, you know why? Because since over here, there's another eitzah, chazal, we're not going to be mekel for you. So that's him. His words are, eitzah lesakin, they won't make up on this. Otherwise, back to Sugya Bittel. The Halacha in Kedalud is, again, the Mishnah in the Kufan Bay is, you have Evna Piyachovis, or the Mishnah in the second case, you have Mois, Apiyakar, you have money on top of a pillow. So the Mishnah is very clear. First, again, you have to go to near. The Chanish is not over here, if that's what you're asking me. Right. I'm not for top, it's not here. This is not here. It's my deluxe, it's bottle. She wants a different mission bureau. What's a different box? That's what she said. It's a contest. This is not the way. But he says, I'm this lawyer, Kilo. But again, if it's command the lesson, go to tell them who cares. He's just saying, let me ask him. Money. So we have these two cases. We have Evan Api Chovis, or you have money on top of the car. The Loki is again first to near. Kid to near to tilt him inside. The Gemara speaks up. Very clear. Loshen or Shaka. El Mneich Maisis Ulcer. Mneich we also sign near. Side the case and tilt him inside. The first basic question over here again, we have the Evan on top of the Chovis. What is in this Chovis over here? What's inside the Chovis? So come along the bush. He says, no, inside the Chovis? Nothing. And therefore, the Chovis over here is holding up the rock. Well, the Maisis is a bus. It's holding up a rock. Very simple. The Bayah, you look at Rashi in the Sugya, Rashi says, why you want to take out the Chavis? You know why? Because you want to take the Chavis to get the wine out. Rashi writes, there's wine over here, that's why I want to take the Chavis to get the wine out over here. The Rashi, the Ram, you're showing them all bring down, there's wine over here. The place can be down, there's a wine over here. If so, the obvious question now is, once there's wine inside the Chavis, why in the world is the mission over here saying it's a bus to the rock? It's a bus to the rock and to the wine. Tashis, the wine is more chashiv in the case of a rock. So, bus is leheter. But let's the heter, the it is not as far should be bought to the heter, and therefore there should be no halach over here of shakak l'mniach, should not make a difference over here. Even in the case of mniach, so what? It's a boss is the heter, and that's it. Should be able to go metalkalit. There's no effect to ignore that kind of over here. Al Rab and others, what's going on in the kimta that we have wine inside? Why is it only boss to the rack? We boss to the rack into the wine. It's come along to Vegas, brings down the Makar Baruch, and could bring down this Mahalach, Prim Godim, Master Shekel. Place of Shabbos. Now, show exactly how to say what they're saying. Say it over maybe one way. The thing about Etzem, you have over here the rack on top of the Piyach Chovis over here. The rack on top of the Piyach Chovis, the top of the Chovis, the top of the Chovis does not have wine inside. The bottom half of the Chovis has wine, so the bottom half is the bosses to the wine and to the rack. The top half of the Chovis is the bosses to the rack, not to the wine. There's no wine in the top half, on the Piyach Chovis, on the top half. So since there's no wine over here, the top half is a bus of what? Only to the Issa over here. And the Bialoch over here in Sivdala brings down the Smalach over here. He sends you to this Kiveger, Mekhobar, the end lives of Tzarachin Baker. The Maestah come along and say this Smalach over here, Numus Akhoinim, the Sivis and others, that it's true it's a bus of Issa letter, but that's the bottom half. The Bialoch is a bus of Issa, and that's why we have a case of the Issa over here. It's one Malach. But that's the Chiddush of saying Maskim. That's why there's a Kashrut with the Teretz. Because somehow they came along and they divided one Chavitz in half. We'll get to this aside. That's what we're building to. I'm building this point. Now, other Shainim and the Numus of Mahalchim, this is to say over two, this Mahalch and one other Mahalch. Come along, maybe this is the same question. Once the Taina over here is different. Over here, since the only way to get the wine out is to get the rack off, it's not like you have Isser and Hetter side by side. I can take the Hetter by itself without removing the Isser. Since over here, the only way to get the wine off, the wine out by getting the rack off is on top of it, it's as if the only thing that's here by Iker is the rack, because I have to metal to the rack over here. Is the Iss over here. So that's something Iri and the Arsameh say, Shabbos comes along and says, that again, even though there's Heter inside, but the only way to get to that is through the Isser, the Iker, the Iss over here. Because I cannot get to the Heter without the Isser. So usually when I have Isser and Heter, I can get to one without the other. Here it can to come to what be Iker, like a cane, the wine also being held back by the rack, and the rack is Iker over here. Not coming, obviously, if a Chavis has a spout over here, it will be one not coming on. Another case we'll measure and get back to, let's say you have a drawer that does not come out of your table. And let's say a person on the, he has Isser on the table, and he has the drawer Heter. Would that make a bustle Isser Heter, or not bustle Isser Heter? Really depends how you answer this question. You're going to have to get back to Sugin Simon Yud. They discuss the case of drawers. Case of standards, things that have two sections to it. Called the Sugya of Mukhni. Now, it comes out we have a massive Chiddush from the first Malach that's saying we said over here is that dividing a Chavis a barrel in half. We're taking the same barrel, the Be'etim should be one thing over here, and somehow they came along and said we can divide the bottom as being a bus to Isser Heter, and the top of the bus is only to Isser. Basically, when he brings it down, it says it's Tmur. The Torah Shabbat says, you're a Kol Bal Seichel She'inai Emes. It's not true, no such thing over here. I'm not understanding it. Meister, the Gedolah Paiskim, you go this way. Again, the Bialoch is coming this way, and the Kivek is saying this way, Master Shekel, the Sivis, Pirim Godim, Torah Shabbos, all saying somehow we can divide things in half. Doing this, we see this concept, we divide a Chavitz in half, is a Tazit case of a Mapo. Here's a case of Mapel, Yoyna, Mapo, Tachtoino. Now, first, we see what exactly that is over here. But Moshe Truva explains, and it's clear once you know what it means, that the Chodim is discussing the same case. That first, everyone on the tablecloth, they have a table with a tablecloth on top of it. On the tablecloth, you have the end of it, you have Leichter, then you have your food, then you have your chalas, the other end, and everything's on top of it. That's called Mapa Taktoino. That's what everyone has at home. They did a second thing. What they do, they take the Mapa Lyoino and put it in where the Leichters are, also underneath the Leichter. Then they will set the table and put the Mapa Lyoino on top of all the food, on top of the chalas, and protect everything until Shabbos milk came. Came along with Shabbos meal, they roll it all off until the Leichter. Friday night, came along the Goy and removed the candlesticks, and then afterwards they would take fully off. Again, clear. That means on the Leichter there was both Mapa Lyoino and Mapa Tachtoino. The Mapa Tachtoino kept going straight on the table, the Lyoino will go up and cover everything until the meal, they take it off halfway until the Leichter over here. That's first Pitsias over here. Come along the Taz and says, how in the world are they removing the Mapa Lyoino? How are they taking it off over here? Now, what's this question? What does the Taz mean? Is the question how in the world are they removing it until the Leichter? Or is the question how in the world when the Leichter comes off, are they taking off the plastic? What's this question? Yeah, the question, how in the world are they moving Mapel Yoino? Come on, Mishai, see, and he points out the Gdol HaChorim is arguing shot over here in what the Taz's question is. He brings down that if Yom Gonim says the problem is not rolling it up, go roll it up, no problem. That whole app is not a plastic. The Leichter. It's a bayah when they take off the Leichters, how in the world they're taking off the rest of it? How are they taking that off? It's underneath the candlesticks. How in the world are they going to go do that? That's in the Sivus, the Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, they come along and say the problem is underneath the candlesticks. Asal Shani, the Mishibur points out, look at the Lubush Lestrad. The Tazkash is what? How can they roll it off? How in the world are they rolling it off for? The mice is a bosses. Why the candlesticks make the whole entire table look over here a case of a bosses? That's how Bikur. Moshe wants to go and others want to go this way. So it comes along, they'll go with the Prima Godim, we see the understanding. The rolling off is not a problem. That means again we see the concept, we can take the same chepitz and divide it in half. The Prima Godim Mishmur is bringing down, explaining that our mind that one part of plastic is not a bosses, and then the part of Maisi is a bosses. Hagam, the case of Chod is even more of a chiddush. The case of Chod is Be'etem is one thing over here, and this Be'etem is doing, it can move and do different things over here. But the concept over here, we see we can divide the chesed in half, is by the case of the mapa, if you've got an understanding, and somehow a person can roll it up, that's not a bosses. We take the candles off, how in the world are you taking the plastic off from underneath the candles? Now first understand what this Prima Godim is saying over here. He's saying, how do you take it off the candles? Came along the Mishnah Berurah and the Taz, they say, the whole kash is only a mapa Elyoino. Mapa Tachtoino is not a problem. You know why? Because mapa Tachtoino, even has chalas there. It's the buses to the chalas also. The bus is the after. And the chalas are more choshen than the flame. I got the flame might make the wick mukhsa, the oil mukhsa, the cup mukhsa, and the galantik mukhsa, the table mukhsa. But since the only thing you really have to judge is the chalas versus the flame, chalas are more choshen. Therefore, make the table nice and out of buses. In fact, the achreinim, let's analyze this. According to the Prima Godim, what is the buses over here? What is holding up? Only underneath the candlesticks. Everything else, the mice is not a buses. I can divide something in half. The chal is on the other end of the table. So if the buses, the isser only goes what's underneath it, the bus of the hetzer only goes underneath it. El might come the chal is over the whole table, so then candlesticks should go over the whole table. How in the world is the Prima Godim, when Numa Sarkar is saying, the candlesticks, that goes whatever's underneath it. The chal is, no, that goes to the whole table. The Mandashak, either it's the whole table holding up, everything, or the whole table holding up whatever's on top of it, and that's it. How in the world does the chal work for the whole table and not the candlesticks? That's a kash over here. So there's one mahalach that some of Chorim go with, the Shvat Sitchot or the Sham Bienison. The one mahalach between the Mapa Elyoino and the Mapa Tachtoino. The one time the Tachtoino Echnami does work, not the Elyoino. The two svaras, why? One, they're basically saying the idea of Elyoino is why there's two different shimushim. The Elyoino, you roll up. The Elyoino Lamai says it can come to cover the chalas. So there's different shimush underneath the candlesticks, which hold the candlesticks. So the Elyoino has two different shimushim. Therefore, the chalz would not work for the aliyah, but work for the taktoina. What's taktoina doing? It's doing the same thing. It's holding things on top of it. It holds chalz on top, holds screws on top, it holds a candlestick on top, holds everything on top. The shimush at the bottom has one function: hold things. That the issur go for that, go the whole table, and they had to go for the whole table. Masha enki and the top thing have two different functions. Therefore, we can divide the two in half. Come out that the chalz will not work for the aliyah. The chalz will work for the taktoina. The Bayah, I think, you look at the Prima Godim, Sai here and Sai in Rishayin Tess, says, not the way. He writes over here that the reason why the El Yoyna Chalz does not work, he says, no, why? There are no Chalz here. Otherwise, it would work. Sounds like El Yoyna would work. The Geta Taktoina, which can knock away, the Geta Taktoina, Rishayin Tess, Taktoina, but actually, can also roll up halfway. He says it. Amak Taktoina, El Yoyna, Lahate Kula, Nala Shulchan, Maisa, the whole thing, you can't for the rest, but part of it, Maisa, it sounds like you can. So somehow they're coming and saying that you can, them being mapa chalas would work only on top, not on bottom. Might say, look at people going inside here and inside Rishayin Tess, mamash not that way.
And
might say,
this is coming to establish the cover of chalas.
Meaning, why can that? That's not a question asked, a valid question. What's the valid question? A valid question. So the different ways, this Kaplan has a mahalach. Let's say one I think makes more sense to me. Shalmi Yosef writes, what's the title, the concept that the fact that something is a bosses won't answer its total. What's a bosses? It holds it up. If I can have something hold something else up, with that, and I can move part of it without moving the muksa, that means etzem, this table is holding up the iser. Usually, if I move the table, the iser goes with it. If I can define in the kimto that it's a bosses, it holds it up, but I can move the bosses without moving the muksa, I have no problem. Like the tablecloth, I can move the whole part of the tablecloth without, except with underneath the lachter. The only way to answer the only reason why I cannot move is underneath the lachter, because I move the lachter. So Be'etim, its function is the bosses, it has the thing on top, its function is what? To mishamish things on top of it. So it is a bosses, but doesn't ask the total. So if it is a bosses, it can move chalas the other end, and it's a bosses, the chalas and the lachter. It always is a bosses to everything. The tablecloth is bosses to everything. But bosses ladavka as a total. You can have a bosses. The only thing a bosses does is saying this is coming for that. It's becoming for shamish that. But it'll ask the total, you know when? When I have to move the muksa. If you don't have to move the muksa, it won't ask the total. Or could we get him out of the shallow tofu aksa? So this will give us a wash, make aksa out of it. So tofu, you start clearing. You can have a case. The whole idea of bosses is coming to mishamish thing on top. It's 100% coming to mishamish thing on top. The whole plastic has mishamish. But the problem is, let's say they said over here, I'm being maksa daska, I don't want to move the muksa. So fine, it's a maksa daska, but the rest of it, I'm not maksa, because that can affect the muksa. It's not going to affect the muksa. Let me move the whole tablecloth, it's not going to affect it. It's mishamish, but it's not going to affect it. So the chalas we put on top, it's also buses the chalas, and it's buses. The whole plastic is a bus to the nearest. The whole plastic is a bus to the chalas. Not a bus to the slatter. But you have to figure another way to answer the kasha. But it's a kasha. How do we go put him in Kodim? Which again, we should move down both mouths over here. Didn't really bother him. He sounded like being choishish.
He's saying if the boss is not, if the total
is not
enough,
if there's
no
problem. Right. It is a boss, it won't ask the total. Yes.
The boss means nothing, the less total.
Right. It will have the idea of bosses without the issa total. But put chal is there. Now it's a boss, it's latter. Yes, it's chiddush. That's lavona in the case of the prime godam over here. People will tell me, that what's nafka mina tilel? We have big tables. Who moves our tables? Allow us to put the plastic until the lechter. So very simple nafka mina over here. To understand this, you say, if people, some of us don't put our lechters on the table. But let's say you put your lechters on the table, which you do see sometimes. People do depends on the situation. We don't move our tables. It's very big. Fine. We used to have a table, and the table is hanging over. Can you just, like, move it back and forth with your hand? It's hanging over. No, shake it back and forth. I let move it. So if you put chalas before Shabbos, say it. First, let's later. People tell me, why should put chalas there? What's the point? I'm not moving my tablecloth. I'm not taking it off. I'm not cleaning up anything. I put my lacks at the end of the table. I have either thick plastic I don't remove, or my thin one I only keep until the plastic, which I see people do. So what's the bayah? What do I need chalas for? Can you move what's hanging over? So let's see, according to Prima Godam, we start clearing, maybe. The halacha is that underneath the tablecloth is bosses. What's hanging over, and mice is not a bosses, so you can't move it. But Kuhn Tlavush and Strad, which sounds like Mishmur is Choshish for also, you only make the Tzir if Adam will be Mekel, when the Prima Godim, otherwise, come along, you want to be Machmer, so come along, Lachor, Kuhn Tlavush and Strad, how in the world to put your hand, but you cannot Lachor move your tablecloth. Just can't shake it, move it back and forth. Tiltum and Mekzat, the Shmei Tiltum. How in the world can you ever move your tablecloth? So, anytime I see the Shem Kos, you want to tell me, Miskavin, I've done some secretion, you have not Kavona, Kerbal Vada, you get involved, questions of the Maisa, people will see moving it. So, it's an interesting question over here that was Echonami, come along with the Shwitz, Yitzchak, with Dazin Taina, is Echonami, it's also. Come along with the Shai Muxi, what's the Taina? Over here, even Lucius Sirad agrees with the Maisa, in this case over here, it's not going to be a Bosses to the Neris. Why? Because the whole idea of being Bosses to the Neris is somebody Shaykh to hold up the Neris. Even the Lucius Sirad agreed to give a Chavitz halfway. Thing hanging down cannot hold up the Neris, not possible, it's not in the realm holding it up. And he wants to tie in the Chiddush, even the Lucius Sirad says a Chavitz can provide a pathway, which is a Chiddush, doesn't say that. You want to tell us it's hanging aside, it can't hold up Neiris. It can't hold it. That's true. So again, what's the Lucius Strat? You're arguing the whole Yisoid, you cannot divide something else in half? In half? Well, no, he agrees he can, just not things that could be things on top of it. He wants to tell us, he agrees to the Yisoid. Yes, according to the Shai Mopsa, it was subtle, yeah, then according to the Yisoid. Not according to people got it, maybe. According to the Lucius Strat, yeah, it'll be also. Mice again, it comes down a nafkamino, and the Shua simply says, and I think if he's far, the Lucius Strad arguing the side, maybe he divides something in half by a tablecloth, then of course you would have to put colors on the table where you might see a light there. Not a sugya, it's the Dalai, the Machabez Mamshech, discuss the local of Machalik Shabay and Tam versus Rashi, and the sugya, when you put Muksa in the Knesset of Shabbos, and you plan to remove it on Shabbos, is it going to be a mukhsa the whole entire Shabbos, the same thing is going to tell you or not? Very clear that Rashi says Nichlas Sugya of a Bosses, except he seems to understand the reason why it's Mutter, because the Issa comes from Shamash the Heter. Mashenkin, the Ben Tam says, what's Pshat? In the Kapol Gimel, what is more on Daf and Aleph? And the way Beis Shittah calls it the same about Shuma Shito, we didn't call it Ben Tam Shito. And the Maisa, since you plan to move on Shabbos, it's not the Sugya of Bosses. Again, people want to get involved inside the Lomdis, it's a trailer, so on. So, might we have machlokes over here. The Mechaber brings down Stam to be Machmer, Yishim to be Mekel, that means Beikli is passed to be Machmer. Beikli, the place could go, Rosh Hashulchan, Mishneh Berurah, Chayodim, Megraz, El Yavim, Magaron, Bach, all come out of Lomaisa, Mokum Seda, Mokum Hefted, Maisa can be Mekel. That means you have machlokes, you're showing them, Mokum Seda can be Mekel, but we mentioned already, what can you be Mekel for? Mishneh Berurah is Beikli in the Be'alocha, Fenir, and not tell someone that's sad. Why? Because he said this is Kivega, and Taif is saying that even though Mokum Hefted can be Mekel, it's what? For near. But let's say he did not want to do near because it breaks the things around it. Or because the Hefted could die more, there is no Heter. It's called Chetzi Bosses over here. This is a Luch L'maisa. We're saying Mokum Hefted, Serk Mein Tam, is what? Only for near, and not Serk Mekai Mein, to Tiltum Hetzav. That L'maisa is also the color deus. A Luch L'maisa. Say
though, can you raise money, share money, or
Mokum
Serk? Say it, please, say it. For instance,
the thing, on the side of Machmer Mekel for like with Taisus Shito, we're going to have to say Machan Taisus, we'll only Mekel for what? For a near, and not for Tolkien with that. I mean, he says this. He is a Baal Shito here. Now, when Kimegi looks him up, he says maybe it's Taisus Kufal Gimel, not Taisus Daphne Aleph. And he said, no, in Masconi, this is how he wrote it. Shushu, we're Easter, mine back into it, and even Taisus Aleph holds the same Yisrael, there is no Machalik to Taisus. And therefore, Lach Lamaisa be all of asking that if you make a Mokum Hefted, only Mokum Nir, only Chetzi Bosses. The Ramah is Mamshech over in Sif Dalet, with the Sugya of the Arzurua, that on the cloud that we have a Sugya of Bosses, but let's say, can you ask the Yechefetz of Yechaber? Can you put a Yechefetz, a money, on top of a person's object? Make a Bosses. It says the cloud, the person ain't other Oyster, shall come very Shlemi Daita. You have no right. Sugar boss and make it either a tuffle like so. You have no right to be makta his chayfits, and you have no right to make tuffle his chayfits, and since you have no right, it's not nichol the sugar bosses. Not nichol the sugar bosses. An example, they discuss, a maisha that I heard when it happened, and I see it's Archa Shabbos now, Perikites, that in one yeshiva, there's a problem, new yeshiva is having this problem, that Friday night the Bokum still the cholent. So, when I was a Bokum and the mayor had this problem, they did it very simple, make two cholents. Now, the past 20 years, they have two cholents. Another Shiva I know of, they tried every week to make a different ace, they couldn't steal the cholent. Whether they locked it one time, somehow they got it, whatever they did. So one time the chacham was a ibn chacham, and he lit a candle on top of the cover of the cholent. So next 5 hours the candle is lit. It's a process. You can't take off the cover. No, you should get to take off the cover. Stealing nunu muksa. Come on. No one does that, right? Every 2 year old does that. Fine. But let's think about something else. So Kawhi, everyone argues in the side of yeshiva, who runs yeshiva, that like signal, fine, every bacha has my head to that with our yeshiva, they have no right to answer it, fine. Now the question is, they had this candle top of the cholent. So fine, it went out, 2 in the morning, no one took cholent. Next morning, came along, the one taino, can take the cholent. Why? So over here we have a lacha, that we, person, came along, and you have buses, and began Shabbos, and you say, the whole time Shabbos over here. Begin just got started over here. So they get involved. Is a nickel? You plan to remove it on Shabbos. Rebbein Tam, different sfaras. Meisel, Dr. Shabbos says, and they paskin. The cook has no right, lechora, to ask the cholent for some everyone else. It's not his right to go do that. He was the ibn chacham, but not his chus to make the cholent aser. So better, what he go do? He wants to ask the chayim shachaveri shalom midaitoi. That he has no right to. No, what? Nothing. When's candle? He came and popped the muksa. You can do near. You can do near. What are you going to do? So the boss is on Shabbos. Do near, you can't do that.
If you can't do near,
you're going to burn the house. Again, according to you cannot do near. It's a chetzi boss. Till near is also. Near is mutter. You can't do near in this case. Right, like I said, the boss is on Shabbos. You can't do near in this case. So one time, the mice said, well, it's mutter in the morning. Fine, after the time of the other, it's what you're going to do.
You're saying that according to the main time, you can't do something like that. But that's only if it's possible.
So it's not a bosses, therefore it won't be us or the chayv it's over here. But Maisa, how do you
move?
Shokach, it can answer, but I don't think so. I mean, it's case which was explaining Al Tzmigidus Katsoi. You won't know for Shash Maisel. I hear. Not sure. Now, this all you said over here, I'm asking Chavish and Shalom, they can't. It speaks out of the Shavuot according to Mogarbom. That's decided that way. That Tafu was not Tavis Chaveroi. Tavis Chaveroi. Avada, this is said over here, Sugil Apostles. They say, Legate Sugil, let's say Shutfim. So, Pashas is that if person wears Shutfim, mine and yours, one of my schos is my son to go use it and also to ask it. I'll be sorry, but then we'll say it's Nichol Sugil Apostles. They do discuss, they get to a case of, let's say, Hefker. Can that be a case of a boss? Who owns Hefker? No one owns Hefker, everyone owns Hefker. Everyone owns Hefker, it's like a Shutter. Therefore, I can ask it, but it's not Shutter. No one owns it, I can ask the Chevish and Shaloi. This is an interesting question, who owns Hefker? Everybody, nobody. Fine, Shalom the gate. And they also want to get involved, maybe inside the Sugil, a failure first, like so. Same question, which has to give after. The Gedik Tanim, can you ask the things that are put a mux on top of things? The one time that Kotan has no das, also there's no Sugil Vakso or Tvelis, he has no right to make his Makshava Chalap on things.
Yeah,
the main shell is what?
For
yeah, he has no, he can do these things. And the main shell really is that because I own Mechavis in my house, but my house there are adult children, there are guests, there are spouses. So who exactly controls the right to ask the things and put things one top of another? So again, the Gdol Echor discusses the Masham, the Shabbos, Ben Ishchai, and others. The Pashtun comes out. Some do not seem to really agree. The simple understanding is really who has the right to control this chavis? That means you give a kid a chavis something in his room. He's 15 years old. It's his thing. They even try to tell him to stop doing it. Sometimes they'll tell you when the spouse will tell you what I mean. I'm the boss over here. But whether they tell you or not, but once you give it to them in their rishus, who are part of giving them to be in their rishus is to make the sugya of avosus. That's what the pashas idea over here is. A garment's yours, they're not asking something that's yours. You gain them the koyach to do whatever they want with it. That's the pashas. Now you discussed, for example, in yeshiva, which I've been asked numerous times, the person comes on the shtender, there's some mux of money on top, there's a shekel 205, can they go use the shtender? Whether it's to get to a Shani Yom Kippur or other times, what to go do in that case? So Gam the Issa Pachak, that's this question, you want a title? Well, shtender is made for everyone to go use. Everyone will use, the person has a right, like a shutter, or like a spouse in the house, to go put things on top of it. They wish them a stavra, it's by Yamatasigur bosses. Most of the Khoinim seem to understand, as man is there, whether it's Choshani or Avoznu or Zil Obach or Avon Shabbos, that they gave you the right for shtender not to asher. They gave you the right for shtender to go learn for your sefer, or even put money on top of it during the week. But they go leave it there, Menich Bedas, leave it Shabbos, you have no schus for that. And as is left off with the Ramaz Chiddush Chul over here, they can't ask a Dovish and a Shloi. Even the case of Menich Bedas, he plans to leave it there and he plans to pick it up on Sunday. Even if he does, it will not make a difference. He has no courage to go do that. Even if he does, he has no courage, he has no right, he has no schus, not his, that's not what Yeshiva gave it to them for. No matter who he says owns the Yeshiva, that's only not from the understanding of what the assumption of what a shtender is. Now, building upon, take these two sugyas together, the sugya of Rebbeinu Tam. What? No, the kids, they do whatever they... You'll see. It's part of letting kids... No. Part of letting... giving them... letting them mature and grow up and letting them do their own things. Yeshiva, you make to learn, that's it. Now, there's one child of put the two sugyas together, signed the Shamon and signed the Mechaber about entering Shabbos, you plan to remove it. It's a Maisa that's brought down numerous places, seemed to happen numerous places. There was a person came to a hotel, and he went to go light the Shabbos Neris by inside the dining room, right by the table, on a chair, like he's supposed to. And he puts on the chair, and it was very nice, took his meal, he has a beer, and he has Neris. Came along Friday night, came along the Goyim, they cleaned up everything, plus the Neris, they took care of. And then they stacked up all the chairs, and then they come back in the morning, and all the chairs are stacked off. And the question was, since the chair is a process to the neighbors, and now all the chairs are mixed together, all 1,000 chairs, therefore it's not Yishlam Atirim, end of Shemidin, end of Choshev, Afil of Elfoy Bottle. Therefore the question was, could you use any of the chairs in the hotel on Shabbos? Because now we don't know which chair they use. Who the one after? What? So that's Al Sakhtar Yishlam Atirim. I said, Dov Choshev also. I threw in these three reasons that come along to answer, because each one you have to deal with each one. They discuss three separate reasons why you have a car filled with airplay bottle. And again, I've heard it happen numerous times, this Maisa, to be asked all the chairs. They could have come to Remekel for discuss two reasons over here. One they discuss is, do you have a koyach to ask the chair for everybody? Come along to Chodshani, they want to taino, that they gave you for the chair to put your lashes there. But what? Until how long? Until the next morning. They don't want you to leave it there. They plan to mix it up. They didn't give it to you to go use the whole entire Shabbos.
That means if you know which exactly the chair, you can also use it with
them. Yes, that's what come out according to them. Which come along to them, Gilles Savior, what do you mean? They gave it to you. How in the world can you make that halfway? So the one Svar they come along to be make all the Gavavim Tzad Sigli Ramah. A better Svar come along to Gilles Savior and the Archa Shabbos, they bring down the one Taino. Mice and Mokum Hefsid. You plan to remove it on Shabbos, you still left the main town, Maisa Vada, here in Nichol the Sugya of Hefsid, that Vada can go use all the chairs. But Oid, specifically, it's come along the Derech Chaim, the Sivas, brought down in the Shabu over here. We have Tziv, the two sheets over here, the Ramah plus the Mechab over here, come along the Derech Chaim, and say that Vada in this case, not to be Machman the Sugya of Bosses.
And then you want to be allowed to know first.
You
know
which one
you have to make sure.
Yeah, obviously, the Nachman is as far as Nachman will be the case, let's say it's your own house. And then the kids took away the prince, told me Hanukkah, he looked at Lariah by the door. On a chair, somehow the menorah disappeared while the kids did at night, and then all the chairs don't know which one. Echnami, then you got a big, yes, big baya. You didn't plan to remove it, no one planned to get rid of it, and you have 10 chairs over here, and you can use any of them. You might be able to sit them, you can't move them anywhere. Right? But it's a little goofy, you can involve with the question. But my, that's a good question. Yeah, Echnami, you have to get involved with these two. These are the two term out there in this case over here. They didn't plan to remove it. Right? What? No, the Noidi Buda case is the Dov Shishla Matir. I'm discussing also Dov Shishla and Dov Shishla and the Dov Choshev. I was very clear that
the Noidi
Buda. The one with
the use of this chair on Shabbos is not
Dov Shishla Matir. That's again Dov Shishla Matir. They're not talking about chairs. In this case, it's in general the concept of Dov Shishla Matir. I'm discussing Dov Choshev. You're asking Kofes in your day. I'm discussing Kof Yud Siv Alvin Siv Beis. They discussed three separate problems where I feel about the bottom. For that reason, I said two other reasons. I said, Dov Shishla Matir, with one question. Plugs you hold like the clock and that. We saw the Mishmua sound like you're not holding the clock earlier. Va'id, we have a second, we have another Dov Choshev and Dov Shishla Minyan. How do you buy chairs? Buy 10 chairs, 5 chairs, Dov Shishla Minyan. Va'id is a Dov Choshev. So Dov Choshev is not bottle, Dov Shishla Minyan is not bottle, Dov Shishla Matir is not bottle. So there are three reasons I feel we have a bottle. The clock's going on one of them.
Who cares if it's not bottle?
This. No, that's what.
You're
the, saying. No, the idea is why Edith Beisa Edith Behead to my Doshul Matirim. He's on one specific case over here. I'm discussing. That won't apply over here. Nochi side, my 14th side, I don't know for this case, or this concept over here, the signal of Bosses about Kroy. I mean, until now, Bosses about Kroy. I mean, until now, we understand when the Issa has come to Mishamish the Heter, it's not a Bosses. When Heter comes to Mishamish the Issa, it is a Bosses. Let's say it's neither one. Issa did not come to Mishamish the Heter, and Heter did not come to Mishamish the Issa. It's just, you know what? I have a freezer, I put my ice cream and my meat inside, I put one on top of the other, because that's how things go. I have a drawer. I have money and have peace and I think that I have to. Open one type of another, things go one type of another. Neither one's coming to Mishamish the other one. What's the halacha in that case? So come along the Taz, the Chumash Adeshin, when I find a circle, so if it's holding it up, it's in the business, and maybe it has to get a maniach, and they've had the klum maniach, you dip a das, you put your ice cream that is underneath the meat, you dip a das, you plan to leave it there a couple of days, come along Shabbos, then grows the meat that's not cooked in mice and muksra. If so, the ice cream also is a bosses. The dover iser and therefore the ice cream. My ice cannot move on Shabbos. Atalasheni, the Miri and the sugya and Magavam Migdam end up saying the ma'ase the kuliyam or tayna boss bakoi not nichol the sugya bosses. They smear the ground. They go this way. Ma'ase had a paskin mishmu and zof mok matzorich ishlokel or chashulchan. That's the oldest problem is manena go mok matzorich ishlokel, which then I'm not sure where exactly we mark her, because every case of court takes something else, Mokum Atzorah. Fine. Well, Meister, we had this fellow here, that Mishbrua says, at least the Mishbrua, Yishlod in the Sarat Tzin, and the Mishbrua Meister came along and said, that Mokum Atzorah, Yishlokal over here.
Like the third dessert,
that's who you ask. Oh, well, now we'll define this. This is first the cloud. Now let's define what we just said over here. I gave you an example of the case of ice cream with meat. Come along, Ben Ishchai said, that's not a good example. Well, when you go put things in the freezer, which one will you put always on top? Which one will stay better? If you have a reason, you're putting one dapka on top, because you put meat and then put ice cream on top, it'll shake, some waffles, doesn't stand that way. If you're doing it with das for a reason, dapka, the ice cream on bottom, the whole thing better on top, well, it's easy to take in and out that way. That is one coming to hold up the other one. And one time it would not be nichol to get a boss back roy. When you have a drawer, two things, it makes not a difference, not a cue there, one the top or the other, or the other way around. Just, I put this one first and one second. But the reason to put one on top and one upon the other, why? Because it stands better, it's easy to take in and out. Fine, that means this comes to hold up the thing on top. You want title, will not have the heter or bust back right. One was simple bottom, he went this way, he passed this way. A title shiny, those one title. So I close side. Why is it therefore not coming to be shamish? Just, it's more easier, more convenient. I take one over another. Therefore, the Isl Yash. He says, Mokum Tsar Godl over here, you can't be Mekel. Berkeley says, here, Tsar Godl, you can't be Mekel. So, therefore, not Tsar Godl. Then a third dessert, that's a Tsar Godl. That's Tsar Godl, right? That's Tsar Godl. I think I would agree with that. But no, Gash again is saying to argue. You mean, because I'm shy. The case he's writing on Ben Shachai's case is easier. Toiv, I'm not. I think it's the same right there. It's come to help make it better. In the case of the ice cream and the meat, everything is also. I don't think so. No, I can. If the meat wasn't there, no. No, the meat was spent on something. It's not coming to hell. I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. I disagree. My answer, building upon this, is that an aftimino is what is Yemapet Achtoino? Is Yemapet Achtoino a boss of Bakroi or not a boss of Bakroi? An aftimino is the thing that's hanging over, can go back and forth, and Machamat Sarif, my answer, can be Mekel. So the words of Mishnah Berurah says, Mapet Achtoino, don't worry, don't have to worry. Anyway, ain't Sarif. The entire kolzek, anyway, I'm chalas. That sounds like nichol neheter boss makroy. Come on, Ramosha says even though mishbuah sounds away, borish loydok b'lishoinai. Avada the map tachlin is not nichol to get a boss makroy. One time because I wanted dafka to be on top. Why? Because this where it belongs. Table was on bottom and lechter on top, and that's not nichol to get a boss makroy. Again, they point out you want to loydok mishbuah. The grass that you saw before him, are say very clearly that the Mapet Achtoino and Nichol Negeda Bosbakroi. That's charity in those classes.
Huh? Why did I not believe anything?
Why is Elyona is only by Kroy?
What?
But here you want it to be underneath. That's part of the shivush in the table. Part of the tablecloth is to have things on top of it. That what is the tablecloth? The bottom tablecloth is to have things on top. The top table is nothing over protecting it. So that have me underneath, because you know, I've got to put it somewhere. Well, the other one is made to hold things on top. So I'm sure a table is made to hold things on top. That, of course, not possible by growing. That's what it's there for. What's a table? The whole thing's on top. Well, the car on top, the table, the candle put on top, and the lecture on top. That was cover the food, not the underneath. That's not the point. That's by growing. And others say, look at the grass, not the way. One time, no. I want the food on top, the lecture. Fine, I can put it there. That's the question over here. Why is it borrowed? Dr. Lashon, the Banda Mapa Tatlain over here is Nechle Geta of Menech over here. Now, that's Al Bosch Bakroy. I really said that was the last thing. I think one more thing. Now it's getting late. But there is a very important story over here, which just a question to speak out, very interesting concept over here, is that Tayyip again came along and said that we have a Chetzi Bosch over here, that the Sigur of Nir and Lamaisin can be. It's going to be Mutter until the Mitzvah Maisa is Osir. Why until the Mitzvah is going to be Osir? Because you should have removed before Shabbos. When we learn the Sugya of Basel, let's say something the Isser and Heter, you have an Ajur Isser and Heter. You have glasses that are Heter, you have 10 shekels that are Maisa case of Isser. Your glasses are more flush than the 10 shekels. Do you before Shabbos have to remove the 10 shekels before Shabbos? Tyson says you should have took out the Pulgo before Shabbos. If Tyson's case is when? It was case of a Chetzi Basel. You did bedas. I'm not to remove it. Many times shito. About stamazai, any isser and heter, meaning every drawer that you have that has all heter, you plan to open, has 5 shekels, has inside matches, has inside a pen. Do you have to make sure the pen's not there and the meat cleaver is not there? And then you have all your silver there plus some things. You hold a peeler and let's say the mokstra. Do you have to make sure they're not there on Shabbos? So come over Moshe and Shulah discussing when you have paper inside your svarim. Says most paper, let's say, are written on, and some paper are blank, not written on. According to Moshe Chasar and Kiss, he says the Maisa, you have to move before Shabbos. Even though the bus is still a heter, we see Tosi have responsibility to move before Shabbos. Come along, Moshe says, you have to make sure you have to move things before Shabbos. So the Yashiv numerous times answered this question. He says Nichol Nechiv of Nir. It's like we know a person has to move everything before Shabbos. Here also, a person has to do the same idea here and remove things before Shabbos. The Chodeshanu, the Vezifayim, all this go this way. Now, we'll get to speak out how far to take this side over here. No, still you have to move before Shabbos.
That's what the Mishnah
said. No, so off as Klish Mach Lisser, we'll get to that. Another question. Atala Shadi, Ashtrovach, or Shevakosi, and others, the main time of why the mindset we don't have to is like we have the Gemara. We have Rishaynu, we have Pleiskim, we have Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Leskem, tons of Svarim. Until came along the past 30 years, no one mentioned this Chumra over here. So they went to Hanit Nichol Chumra over here, that we have to Menar, you have to make sure not to get involved doing Tiltum and Asad, or at least not to receive enticing this concept. We're discussing a case where you plan to move on Shabbos. Where in the world do we see ever you have to go to your drawer and take out your Muxa? Therefore, the main time is the Pleiskim don't say this Chumra over here. And they said, Chaim, can you have to say, Ainu Menikain to move before it? The Maisa Swarm is Machlokes Shokel, what to go to. Do you have to move things before Shabbos? Some Zalmans wrote down different Swarm different ways. The Maisa Vadiv, you left it in, you can open, you draw that Isser and Hatcher inside, and the Hatcher is more Choshev. But the question of what to go to with Hatchilo, two questions that apply practically. One is, does this Chumra apply to Kli Shem Latkel Isser? So come along the Shaman Yasin, or say the Bais, or the Siddur Vadiyah. That means your pen is Kli Shem Latkel Isser, your pill is Kli Shem Latkel Isser. On the Satya Machmer, Vadiyah, take it off. Another question is, do you say the same thing in the Geriter when it's Dalsas Abayis, when you have things on top of it? That's not come a tough hold to things on top of it. Really what I'm leading to is a refrigerator. On a refrigerator on your door, you can have your flour and your beans that are not cooked. The Muxamach Maskufay. We have a lot of things in our freezer especially, and sometimes in the refrigerator, are things that are Mux Lagamri. You open it, what's the Hatter? Because most things, at least in the refrigerator certainly, is Hatter. On your freezer door, if the reason why Maisa, even if it's Roy the Isser, those one time maybe cannot be Kamatoffel, Yeshlot. But Maisa is only a case, Nochem Achmirim, you have to make sure what's on your doors, like doing a case of a tiltul over here, is not Muksa. According to Liash, there isn't about the refrigerated doors, you have to take them off before Shabbos. Come along with that question, one time, a vada, a person asks you, remove them before Shabbos. The Shabbos Shabbos things down that way, go from Muksa, a Berkut, a Maisa, on the refrigerated door, feed them, make sure the things on the door, the Maisa, building from places, you study this concept, that before Shabbos, you make sure not to do a case of any near, or any tiltul. You also have to make sure on before Shabbos to go to your door to make sure there's no mukhs over there. Now, every household, you have to know how it runs and how easy it is to be machmer here. If it's easy to say one time, and this when you unpack, it goes into your refrigerator, avad l'chil to be machmer. But if it's every week, people will do whatever they want, you don't know how far to be machmer upon the chumu where it's not put down by the paiskim. How do you not? Because it has to the thing itself, back to which you make. Right, on Shabbos, yeah, try to monitor the whole refrigerator, and 100%. Yes, you have to, except there's no way of doing it. Yeah, but yes, you would have to. That's awful.
Why don't you say that he does Shabbos? The guy, the candle.